This is Passport to Texas. The best time to get to know your land is when you first buy it.
Walk it, look at it carefully, study it over the seasons, really find out what makes it tick. And that's the first step, is to really understand the land and then understand the management that it takes to achieve the kind of goals you want for your recreation.
Linda Campbell directs the Private Lands Program at Parks and Wildlife, from which landowners receive help with their management goals. She recommends getting started by visiting the workshop calendar in the Private Lands section on the Parks and Wildlife website.
So these are workshops and field days and things of that nature that occur all over the state, and so I would suggest landowners take a look at that.
Attending these events allows landowners to get to know other like-minded people in their region. The agency also offers free on-site technical assistance in wildlife management planning.
And so we look at the entire picture, all the habitats that are there, what can be done, what are the landowners' goals, and then we help them develop a plan that will help them achieve that.
Tomorrow, joining with adjacent landowners to form wildlife management associations. That's our show. We record the series at the Production Block Studios in Austin. And we receive support from the Wildlife Restoration Program. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.